Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is for thinking about resolutions, goals, and habits that you wish you'd been pursuing, maybe since New Year's Day, or maybe since a long time ago. Instead of regretting what you haven't done, start today. Maybe some other time might have been the best time to start, but the second best time is now. Perhaps New Year's Day came and went and you never found the time to set goals and intentions for the coming year. Or maybe you did make New Year's resolutions but haven't stuck with them as faithfully as you hoped. Or maybe your regrets go back a bit further, and maybe they're a bit deeper. You know the reel that can keep replaying at night. If I'd started investing aggressively for retirement at age 22, I could retire now. If I'd put more effort into my relationships with my family, we'd all be closer. If I'd enrolled in that degree program 4 years ago, I'd be finishing. If I'd started that nonprofit I thought about years ago, maybe we'd be making real changes in society, instead of just seeing these same problems over and over again. There are lots of ways to torture ourselves, but you don't have to wait for an official fresh start like January 1st. And you don't have to declare further action futile because so much time has passed since the optimal time. Just start today. Sure, by starting on a random day, you'll miss out on some group momentum, which is one of the nice aspects of New Year's resolutions, but any day is going to have its challenges. Something worth doing is worth starting, even in suboptimal conditions. As the saying goes, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. So, today, identify an important priority or goal that you want to focus on for some period of time. Maybe the rest of 2021, this month, whatever makes sense. Then, commit to your resolution, just as you would a New Year's resolution. Perhaps you'll tell your friends and family about your goal or post about it on social media. When people know what you're working toward, they can encourage you in your efforts and celebrate progress with you. They can hold you accountable, which can increase your motivation. That said, some people prefer to keep their resolutions or goals private, rather than telling people. There's actually some research supporting this quietness in certain circumstances. It turns out that we can get a sneaky feeling of accomplishment just from telling people about a goal. Say you're going to volunteer every Saturday and you already feel like the kind of person who volunteers every Saturday, even if, come Saturday, you do something else. So if you suspect that would be you, find another way to make your commitment concrete. For instance, you could document your goals in a prominent place in your journal or planner, or put a note on your computer screen or bathroom mirror. You could even create a recurring calendar item to remind you of your goal and prompt you to reflect on your progress. If you have a weekly planning routine, I hope you do, include time for reflecting on the past week's actions related to your goal and planning for the next week's goal-motivated behavior. Think about potential challenges. Think about how you'll address them. Block out time to take various steps toward your goal. There are all kinds of things that we should have done earlier. Sometimes these things seem obvious in retrospect. If I knew I was going to be writing books for a living, I should have done more to build up an audience. If I knew I'd love singing in my church choir, I should have joined when I joined the church rather than waiting for an inexplicable years. But those 6 years are gone one way or another. You can feel bad about it or enjoy every moment of opportunity that is available moving forward. Don't be kicking yourself in 20 years for the tree you didn't plant today. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.